Have you ever wondered why the number 7 has been used so many times in the Qur'an or the Sunnah, whether to speak of Allah's creation or His words? We see سَبَعَ سَمَاوَاتِ, the 7 heavens, سَبَعَ سَنَابِلِ, 7 spikes, the 7 doors, and many other instances that use 7 or 70. And the same was observed in the Sunnah,
سَبَعَ تَمَرَاتِ, سَبَعَ أَمْعَاءِ, السَّبْعِ الْمُوبِقَاتِ, سَبَعَةُ أَحْرُفِ.
And the examples in both the Qur'an and the Sunnah are actually too many to list them all here. So, why is that? Does this number really hold any secrets? Well, the answer can be simply achieved by understanding a basic concept about the Arabic language, and specifically, بَلَغَ. This concept is called الْإِغْيَاء. So, what is al-ighya? Well, first of all, this word comes from ghaya, which is purpose in English. And it refers to Arabs' special use of numbers. In other words, using a certain number with the purpose of referring to something else other than its actual number. And for the case at hand here, the number is 7. Arabs use it not just to refer to the number 7, but also to convey abundance, or completion and perfection, and not just 7, 70 as well. So, when an Arab says, رَأَيْتُ سَبَعَةَ رِجَالِ, the literal meaning would be, I saw 7 men. But the actual meaning of this sentence is, I saw a group of men. They could be 3, 5, or even 10 men. But in any case, they were many. And if they were a big crowd, like really many, then Arabs would use 70. So they would say, رَأَيْتُ سَبْعِينَ رَجُلًا, which most definitely refers to a large number of people, rather than just saying, I saw exactly 70 men. It's like when you say to someone, yesterday I called you 100 times, but you didn't pick up. That definitely doesn't mean that you actually called exactly 100 times, but you want to say you called many, many times. That 100 in English is used in the same way as 7 or 70 in Arabic. So 7 can be used with the purpose of conveying many and 70 for really large numbers. Interestingly, Arabs also consider the number 7 to be the most complete number, and that it is the perfect number. And so, they use it as an adjective to describe completion or perfection. For example, they would say,
رَجُلٌ سُبَاعِيُّ الْبَدَنِ,
or نَاقَةٌ سُبَاعِيَّ, which would then mean a man with a healthy, good build. And this would then mean a perfect camel. So the number 7 can also be an indication of perfection or completion. So, now we understand the concept of الْإِغْيَاء in Arabic. And that depending on the context, the number 7 or 70 can refer to different things other than just the number. Now, when you know that the Qur'an was revealed among a people who used Arabic like this, and when reading the Qur'an with this understanding, you can now see the ayat differently, which is something that almost all interpreters of the Qur'an in tafsir books have talked about and referred to. For example, in this ayat,
إِن تَسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ 70 مَرَّةً فَلَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ.
It doesn't mean that Allah would forgive them if the Prophet, peace be upon him, asked for more than 70 times. But it is means to show exaggeration that they will never be forgiven. And the same goes for this ayah where Allah talks about the 7 seas, which would then refer to the many, many seas of ink, not just 7 seas, and the words of Allah would still not be exhausted. But now is the question, how would we know when the number 7 is used, which meaning is actually the meaning we should understand? Is it the number, or abundance, or as an adjective? Well, in many ayat there are clues that can help us understand the ayah properly. Let's compare these two ayat to see an example of these clues. This ayat talks about the multiplied rewards of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah. And Allah uses
سبع سنابل, 7 spikes. But in the second ayah, we see it talks about the king who saw 7 spikes. سبع سنبلات. Now, let's consider the two words used here. سنابل and سنبلات. These two are both plural nouns, and they both mean spikes. But in Arabic, the plural of سنابل is called جمع الكثرة, or the plural of the many. And this form of plural is only used when you refer to a large number that is greater than 10. But on the other side, the form of the plural of سنبلات follows the pattern of جمع القلة, which is the plural of the few. And this kind of plural is used when you refer to items that are between 3 and 10 in number. So with this piece of information, can you now guess which meaning of the word سبع or 7 in these two ayat? Well, I'm sure you guessed it right. When Allah used سبع with the plural of the many, the meaning here is abundance, to refer to the multiplication of the reward for those who do good. While in the other ayah, the word سبع refers to the actual number 7 to confirm that the king did indeed see exactly 7 spikes. And notice here when Allah talked about fasting for completing Hajj, He has also specified numbers. فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ فِي الْحَجِّ وَسَبَعَةٍ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ. So Allah tells us 3 and then 7, and to leave no room for any doubt, Allah then says, تِلْكَ عَشَرَةٌ كَامِلَةٌ. And then those are 10 complete days, to refer to the fact that the 7 in that context is strictly just 7. However, in other ayat, this is not given as clear-cut, like when Allah told us about the 7 heavens and earths.
اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبَعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ وَمِنَ الْأَرْضِ مِثْلَهُنَّ.
So here we might not have a direct, clear-cut clue to the meaning of 7 in this context. But understanding them in the light of the Sunnah can tell us that they are indeed 7. And here it would then refer to both number and their completion and perfection. And generally, it is within the realm of the unknown, علم الغيب, which doesn't really affect your belief in any way. So the number 7 might be sort of enigmatic in some ways, but at the end of the day, since the Quran was revealed in Arabic, it delivered its message in the way Arabs talk, and that's why certain phenomena in the Quran are properly understood by properly understanding Arabic and how Arabs speak. Thanks for watching. If you want to start reading and understanding the Quran in Arabic, then you should start your journey right here. And don't forget to check out my latest book, which goes perfectly with this free course. I'll leave the links for all of them in the description, so check them out. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.